Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. No Brian this afternoon, but we're diving into some of the things that the Wisconsin Republican legislature is not addressing in their 10-month vacation. Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News with Pat Kreitlow on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM, 1230 AM in Wausau, was talking about how he describes what the legislature is doing. It's a terrific show. If you haven't checked out Pat's new show, it's been on for about 2.5 weeks. You can go check out the podcast or tune in on Bull Falls Radio weekday mornings from 8 to 11 a.m. And Pat described it as a heist. The Republican legislature is trying to get away with a heist. That's what they want. They don't want to address the problems that we're having right now because they are gambling that if a Republican wins, now we know who the Republican candidate is, if Tim Michaels wins the governorship this November, they're going to use that $3.8 billion surplus to cut taxes or go to their wealthiest campaign contributors. That's what they're gambling. They believe that they can get away with this heist. And they think it's likely, so they're not going to act on it now. They're not going to try to deliver and show, hey, this is what Republicans stand for. Believe the top issue for Republican voters, the state of Wisconsin, with the most recent Marquette University Law School polling released yesterday, believe 91%'s top priority was crime. But Republicans in the state of Wisconsin aren't coming up with ideas of how to address crime. They're just talking about how it's their number one priority. They're not looking to address the opioid crisis and get treatment for the people that need it most, because they're anonymously objecting to the immediate $6 million relief from the opioid settlement. And I have a feeling they're going to object to the remaining $25 million that is expected to come to the state by the end of the year, because they don't like it when government works. Their entire platform, they don't have a platform. Their only guiding principle is that government doesn't work. And they believe in it so thoroughly that they want you to vote for them so they can show you that government doesn't work. It's disgusting. And we are not seeing any new ideas. This is something that Brian likes to talk about on this show all the time, is when you're getting into conversations with conservative-minded individuals in your daily life, ask them what their conservative solution is to the problems they claim are their top priorities. That's what I'd love to hear. How are Tim Michaels, Senator Ron Johnson, how are these Republicans running for election this fall? How are they addressing those top problem issues? What's the Republican plan to combat inflation? Because they all voted against the Inflation Reduction Act that passed Congress and was signed by President Joe Biden this week. They all voted against it. They didn't have a plan to address inflation. They don't. It doesn't exist. It's like the former president's healthcare plan. You'll see it once I get elected. Oh, he was elected. And then we never saw it.
And let's be clear, it's not just like it's malfeasance. It's not for lack of not trying, if that makes sense.
They
it's
don't
not
want like government trying, to work.
Exactly. This is intentional.
They are effectively trying to show that government can't work by showing you that government doesn't work because they're on a 10-month paid vacation.
Government doesn't work. Elect me and I'll prove it.
Yeah. That's the easiest self-fulfilling prophecy ever. Oh, yeah, this isn't going to happen. Elect me and I'll show you it's not going to happen. Oh, wow, nothing happened because I didn't do anything. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents. We're going to head over to the phone lines. Before the end of this show, we got Falcon here in Madison calling in. Falcon, what's on your mind today?
Hey, guys, great show. I mean, you're nailing most of the stuff that I was going to say, but it's like if you're not going to let if you're not going to do anything, which you're obviously not, I mean, since they're not planning on doing anything, could you just get out of the way? But no, that's not good enough for them either. They have to be in the way because, God forbid, the Democrats actually pass something that helps people, because that's one thing the Republicans never want to do is help anyone, unless, of course, it's a corporation or a billionaire. Then they'll help them.
They help the multimillionaires too, Falcon. The multimillionaires don't get left out there.
Oh, geez. I'm sorry, guys. And, you know, I feel so sorry for you multimillionaires. I left you out. But, I mean, they probably want to take the opioid crisis money and give it to the pharmaceutical companies because we passed this bill that's going to, you know, let people negotiate on drug prices. So they really need the money now. So we're just going to give them that opioid money. I mean, these people are so backwards and so out of touch. That should be their slogan. GOP, out of touch with America. I mean, every issue you look at, they're in the minority. You're in the minority on abortion rights. You're in the minority on legal weed. You're in the minority on anything that they stand for. They're on the wrong side. So that should be their slogan, out of touch.
Yeah, I think it's fitting. I don't know if I don't know if we're going to be able to get them to go tout that flag on their own, but I believe it is a banner that they should have to wear. Falcon, and I appreciate the phone call. You can be like him, 844-967-2789. They're absolutely out of touch. And if we're not talking about these issues, it just continues flying under the radar because they're getting away with it in areas around this state and around the country. This isn't something new. The Wisconsin Republican Party has been playing this game plan for the last decade. This is their strategy. They tell you that they hate and bemoan people that do identity politics. And then all they do is identity politics. All they want is to own the libs. That is the guiding principle. Besides the fact of government doesn't work, we want to own the libs. We just want to win. We're winning for winning's sake. But the problem is now as well that they don't even acknowledge when they don't win. And that's getting back to the point of why it was such a problem that Gableman was allowed to go on his charade for 14 months. And now we have to deal with individuals like Harry Waite and Adam Steen in the state. Because I wish there could be a moderate Republican Party here in the state of Wisconsin. But it's not what we have. It's been constructed through gerrymandering, through rigged maps, to have the only accountability for elected officials in the Republican Party in this state is from the right. And that's not accountability. That's just a farther
partisanization.
That word. Thank you, Evan. It's a Thursday. It's getting really close to the weekend. It's almost the end of the show. But we're seeing this hyper-politicization, there we go, of these districts, where Robin Voss isn't going to lose to a moderate in his district. The only time that he's going to lose or come close to losing is from a fringe candidate that is refusing to accept the results. He hasn't conceded yet. Adam Steen has not conceded, and now he has an ally in Harry Waite, who's contesting the election results on the grounds of, well, the former guy contested the results when he lost the presidency, so I can contest these election results now on behalf of the candidate that I want to win. And when you're not talking about these issues and saying how Republicans aren't doing anything to address the problems, but only complaining about the problems, this is the logical end of the conclusion. Folks, this has been Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. If you missed any portion of the show, go check out the podcast. You can find that podcast on Apple and Spotify, as well as on civicmedia.us. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 p.m. to talk to you but then. Wrapping up the week of Wisconsin headlines right here on Dueling Tangents. Oh,